The big news from the Supreme Court in Washington this morning is that Vice President Cheney can keep his secrets for a little while longer. These are secrets about his private advisors on energy policy. Joining us to discuss the ruling is Slate and Day-to-Day legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick. Dahlia, back to the issue in this case, a little sort of refresher, if you will.
Essentially, what happened was that Cheney was asked early on in the Bush administration to head up Bush's energy task force. He did that by having lots of secret meetings with lots of people, and many, many folks thought that those secret meetings included a lot of energy executives, people like Ken Lay from Enron, and very few environmental advocates. Two groups, Sierra Club and Judicial Watch, sued Cheney's office wanting to find out the identities of who consulted on that policy, because the policy, of course, turned out to be not very friendly to the environment and extremely friendly to big energy. There was a big dust-up in this case in the lower courts. It was all very procedural. Essentially, what happened was that both parties were leapfrogging over each other, kept appealing upward rather than letting things get resolved. Until today, it looked as though Cheney was going to have to disclose the identity of who was on those task force. Today, however, the Supreme Court, in a 7-2 ruling, sent it back to the lower courts. So Cheney does live to fight another day.
The arguments are, if Mr. Cheney has to say who told him what about this, then the president, essentially, or in this case the vice president, isn't going to be able to get frank and clear advice for people because they're afraid that their names might become public.
That's right, Alex. I mean, the central contention of the administration in this case was that separation of powers really requires the executive to have a wide latitude in terms of sort of formatting and formulating policy, and that you can't have federal statutes that demand disclosure of anyone who ever advised the president about anything. There was also a sort of very narrow question in this case about what exactly constituted a member of the task force. And that's one of the things the Supreme Court was wrangling over, was whether someone who sort of dropped in and gave advice one day was the same as someone who actually sat on the task force and massively influenced it. By a 7-2 vote today, the court said, we're going to send it back to a lower court. The lower court needs to go back and look at the statute in question and see if that statute applies.
And so have they addressed the big question he does have to say or he doesn't have to say? Or is it this smaller question of it's an argument about what constitutes a member of the task force, and let's decide that and leave the bigger question aside for the moment?
They have not actually decided the huge, big issue. What they've decided is this thing needs to go through the courts in its proper time. So certainly this case is by no means over. The significance is actually political, because, of course, it would have been hugely embarrassing in an election year if Cheney had hemorrhaged up all these names of people who were energy insiders who helped to formulate policy. They've bought themselves enough time so that this is just not going to be an issue before November.
Not going to really be decided. What about the conflict of interest controversy surrounding Justice Antonin Scalia here? Because it turns out that he went off on several hunting trips with the vice president and flew on the vice president's plane, I think. And there were allegations that, well, he was kind of getting a favor, and so he should not take part in the deliberations in this case, but he did anyway.
Scalia ducked a bullet today just as much as Cheney, because the 7-2 decision means that he was not the deciding vote. There's not the appearance that he single-handedly saved his friend Cheney's back.
Dahlia, you've said that this is unlikely to be decided. Well, you flat out said it won't be decided before Election Day. When will this question be decided, and how?
That all depends really on the vagaries of the lower courts. I mean, this now needs to go back to the lower courts and be re-argued and re-decided, and then again can be reappealed back up to the Supreme Court. So we could see a fight about this go on for years, Alex.
Slate and Day-to-Day legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick. Dahlia, thanks for joining us again.
Thank you for having me.